This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB, the bigger baller brand.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where
your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com, sign up and take the tour. Come join us and join in on the fun. Get your own show off the floor.
Absolutely. And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
Mr. 315 ain't chiming in.
And Mr. Fizdale's wife is Natasha Sin.
I totally forgot about the Will Your Dreams Come True. There we go. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I was looking at my draft board.
Are you still looking at Fizdale's wife?
No, I'm looking at my draft board.
No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
If anybody, I did have a tablet.
She is fine, though. I told y'all.
I told you. You know, good call. You had a good call. I can call her. But we got BBB. We also got Mr. 315.
Fresh off of my commentating debut with the Josh Norman.
That he didn't invite anybody.
And you guys, like I said, you guys are coming with me. Oh, you guys, even you two. You
so
two.
Much shade.
You two.
Shade.
I know.
What, dude?
I had to.
We didn't get to go to the celebrity game.
Hey, I know, but.
You got to actually meet a celebrity in Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Mr. BBB gets a picture with a broke down Han Solo. I mean, Hope Solo. We don't get
I
nothing.
I forgot about that.
We get a picture of somebody that I think was a mom walking through the mall.
Why he hating on you so much, Hope? Hope, you still sexy, baby.
You still got it. Keep doing your thing. Shout out
Hope Solo.
Just when she beats a 6'8" guy. Yes.
Like, how ridiculous does that sound? Hope Solo is 5'7", 125 pounds. But she has no business beating up a 6'8" guy.
Her body is a deadly weapon.
Really?
Yes.
Her body is sick. Her body is sick. I will say that.
Then also we got Mr. Tampa Bay Buck himself. Chauncey's over in the house.
Well, let's go. New kid on the block. Let's go.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in. You're going to help us with some draft picks.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to make some dreams come true. Making millionaires today, baby. Making millionaires.
We are. But first, we're going to play a little game we like to do on this show called Is It More Like Lance or More Like LeVar?
Are they like LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you double down on it right there.
I double down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph's going to have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all three of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. On the fact that they didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
What?
This will probably be like Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that. Or somebody coming out of retirement playing. I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what?
Man, I'm going to tell you. Lance and LeVar, I just... Phew. Thank God they're in sports.
Yeah.
The stuff they say, man. I'm telling you. All right, so Deshaun Watson this week said that saying teams would regret passing on him for Mitchell Trubisky, it would be a slap in the face. Is it more LeVar or Lance? I think it's Lance.
It's Lance. Lance. He said that team's got to face the consequences of not.
You know, to feel the wrath.
Yeah.
I remember the last time a quarterback said that to teams. That was Peyton Manning. And the Colts sure didn't pass on him, so.
Mm-hmm. thought you were going to say Jamarcus Russell to somebody.
Oh, too soon. Too soon. I have a theory about that, but we'll talk about that at a later date. Right. He's not a bad quarterback.
Who?
Jamarcus.
He wasn't. Oh, my Jesus. Well, I did not just hear that.
We did a show Monday. We were talking about the biggest bust of all time. Who did you say?
Johnny College Football.
You said Johnny College Football. I said, I'm trying to remember who I said. I didn't say Jamarcus.
I mean, everybody. I mean, Ryan Leaf is on his own pedestal. There's the Ryan Leaf column, and then we had to start over.
I think I did Andre Ware.
Andre Ware.
He was
Brian Bosworth.
I had Maurice Claret.
Tony Mandrich.
Top five.
Who's y'all's number one bust of all time? Just one.
Damn.
I mean, and don't do Leaf and. We all know how
Courtney
bad
Brown.
Was. Courtney Brown.
That's a good one.
Courtney Brown.
That's a good one.
There was some Gajana Carter call outs. Gajana Carter call outs. Lawrence Phillip call out. Heath Shuler call out. We was throwing names. Achilles Smith.
Yeah, Achilles Smith. That was
all them Bengals. All of them Bengals.
That was my number one. I'm gonna keep it Bengals too. David Klingler.
Oh yeah.
Peter Warwick. Peter Warwick.
FSU baby.
He was supposed to be that dude.
Yeah, he was.
I can't knock it. I saw Peter Warwick play a game against Louisiana Tech where he ran a reverse, got to the sideline, fixed his face mask, buckled his chin strap, broke it back around, and still scored a touchdown.
Yeah, Peter Warwick was the truth, man. I mean, I loved him at Florida State, man.
I don't know what happened.
Me either.
Who did he get drafted by? Bengals.
The Bengals.
Who thought in college that Lavernius Coles would have a better career?
Yep, Lavernius had a better career. Yeah. Yep.
Who would have thought that?
Yep.
Peter Warwick. Peter Warwick, man. That's a name. Anyway, talking about some other NFL news, then we'll get into the draft. We already talked about Seahawks and Raiders trade.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Real fast, AP better move or Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Everybody said that.
That's what
right?
I said.
Nobody has any faith that AP is healthy.
No. Let's get into the draft.
He played three games, right?
Yeah.
Last year?
Jabril Peppers tested positive for diluted sample at Combine. He was sick, supposedly.
On that ooh-wee.
Yeah. Caleb Brantley facing misdemeanor domestic violence.
Man, these guys, days before the draft.
And then potential first-rounder cornerback Garyon Conley accused of raping a woman in a Cleveland hotel hasn't been charged or arrested.
The way it looks, though, with that, it looks like he didn't do anything.
Yeah,
the video.
It looks like he didn't do anything.
Now, we don't know what happened.
We don't know. We don't know.
But her story already contradicts herself because she said they met at the Western Hotel, and it's like, no, she was grabbing, and she was jock riding at the bar when he was with another chick already. So – I don't know, man. I'm not gonna say anything else about it.
Horrible
timing. It's just bad timing. And they told Reuben Foster not even to come. He was not even invited to draft.
Reuben Foster. Yeah.
And he was a first round lock.
Yeah.
Right. Reuben Foster was top 10.
But you know what? If he's still there, some team is gonna get him.
I can't see him falling out of the first round.
Neither.
But it's not as high as he would have been picked.
If you want leadership, he's one of the guys you would want. Him and Jonathan Allen.
Anybody from the Crimson Tide. Any of those dudes, man. They come from a winning culture.
Well, I'm talking about the three of them. Jamal
and they come
Adams
from
a, and
as far as leadership goes, if you're looking for a rookie to come in and wear that shield and badge and move mountains, then
Cleveland would be a perfect place because
they were getting paid anyway to play anyway, so you know.
There's some teams that need winning tradition and they don't have I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Going into the draft, we'll see what happens tonight. Here's what we'll do. We'll go around the table. We'll let everybody select their team's draft pick. Then I'll play next on the clock. You know, the pick is in, and you go ahead and draft. So you ready to begin?
Let's do it.
And this is on NFL.com, so I'm going to fill out the list of what y'all draft as my pick. So, you know, if y'all want to go and do it, you can go in, put BSS Carolina, this is our group name. So here we go. Let's get started.
I'm so unprepared. I don't have a marker. You got an extra marker? Mm-hmm. Extra one.
I just read mine off my phone.
I'm just writing down who we pick.
All right. You're on the clock.
With no hesitation, the Browns delegation select Who is it? The Wu-Tang Clan. we'll take Myles Garrett. We're not going to think about it.
So you think they'll stick with that tonight?
Oh, absolutely. They would be setting the franchise back yet again by taking a one-year starter in Mitch Trubisky. Why do that? Let's 13, not play games.
13 games.
We already have Osweiler. Who we
don't say that name.
Well, right. No. I'm just saying he's there.
The history of this show. I tear him apart.
Well, we already have number 17, and we'll stick that there. We're gonna start by attacking the pass rusher. We're in a division to where we have somewhat stable quarterbacks, and we want to make sure that we put a hurting on them. So we're gonna take Myles Garrett. No question.
You can get a quarterback in the 12th.
Right, because I'm already getting phone calls from that 12th pick now,
and it'll probably be him. So you can have both. They can have both of them. You don't have to pick
him
one.
You can have a plethora.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Unless the New York Football Jets jump on in there.
Well, I think they're going to get a pick at the fifth slot. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Who you got?
Number
Mr. Big Shot, Mr. GM of the
San Francisco 49ers.
The pick's in.
The pick is in. We were going to go with Solomon Thomas, but we not. We're going to take Jamal Adams, safety out of the LSU. John Lynch, we all know, is the new GM.
He knows safeties.
He knows high-end safeties. And, I mean,
another team that needs
San Francisco needs everywhere. But they signed Brian Hoyer to a one-year deal, right?
And Matt Barkley.
They got my Chicago Bears problems.
They got a legit running back in Carlos Hyde. They
who was in a contract year, by the way.
And he's going to run his ass off.
Exactly.
And I mean, you got holes everywhere. Take Jamal Adams.
They got what everywhere?
Holes.
Okay.
They got holes everywhere. Yeah. They might have holes everywhere, too. It's San Francisco.
Hey, David Fizdale's got it. I mean, you lose.
Well, yeah, I got y'all. Boy, I got y'all. Y'all going to be looking at that picture all night long like, dang, let me go back and see what she look like again.
Honey, I'm going to be at home with honey's my wife. Who you looking at? It's a cheerleader.
Natasha Sin. Yeah.
David Fizdale. I'm looking at David Fizdale.
David Fizdale. Yeah, he's my new role model.
All right, she can't get it.
Are you ready, Chicago?
We're on the clock, yes. With the third pick, my Chicago Bears select Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback of the Ohio State University.
That's a good pick.
Makes sense. Big Ten guy. We know that the coach loves defense.
We got major holes in our secondary. We have Aaron Rodgers in our division, so he's not going deep on us like he was last year.
Yeah, Matt Stafford in that division.
Matt Stafford's that division.
Sam Bradford's in that division.
Yeah, you got some pretty good receivers. We need a corner of his caliber. And when I see him, man, I see the next Darrell Revis, man. Mm. That's what I see when I see this dude. Hamstring injuries, he's had a couple of those. Hopefully that's not going to be a problem going forward, but I think it might be. Because with your hamstring, I think that stays with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
he's going to be Bob Sanders.
I hope not.
Don't do that.
But
he won a chip.
Yeah. So
now Bob Sanders was good.
He was good.
Bob's defense player of the year.
He was good. Yep.
Bob was that guy. Mm-hmm.
And it was like when he wasn't playing, the Colts defense the whole
trash. They were the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, he was Russell Westbrook. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right, moving to the next pick. I've already got my pick in.
All right.
This is going to be different. I personally think I could see the Jags trading Blake to Cleveland, getting the pick. And getting Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
This is where I see a trade happens.
Why would Cleveland take that?
Because why not? You get another pick layered in draft.
What's the trade?
Let's see. What they got? They got the fourth pick, trade a second round pick, and you get rid of Blake. He's in the last year of the deal, right? You trade Blake out of Jacksonville to Cleveland.
Is Cleveland going to take another?
Yeah, that was my question. Why would Cleveland take Blake? We know what he can't do. We don't want him here.
I can see them doing it. I'm not saying they will. I can see them doing that because they do that with everybody.
Well, let's imagine they don't trade. Who are they
going
to pick?
But I'm going, hey, this is my GM spot for a minute. Not yours there, Stephen A. So just relax. All right, so
Blake Broyles to Cleveland for Miles Garrett.
I didn't say Miles Garrett was going to be involved. I said another draft pick will be involved.
Oh, okay. So they're going to
trade second round pick, or they can trade their number 12 pick.
You'd have to trade the 12 because you're not that far apart for me to trade my second. You're only three picks back.
So yeah, I can see it. Looking at their needs, I mean, offensive line, tackle, I mean, tight end and defense line. You got to go with Jamal. You got to go with O.J. Howard, man. If you don't keep Blake Bortles, you got to go with Howard.
So we're going to take O.J. Howard fourth overall.
Yep. Because you need a tight end.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to have a tight end. And,
I mean, they got Howard falling anywhere from 4 to 18.
They got Howard going 6 to the Jets, like you said, anywhere 4 to 18.
Once again, another locker room guy, come from a winning culture.
Right. You don't need a –
And they traded Julius Thomas.
You don't
need
another running back. You don't need Fournette with this pick.
They don't.
You can reach and get them, but you have running back.
They have Yeldon and Ivory.
And Ivory.
Yeah. Right. And Drake.
And Kenyon Drake. You don't need another running back.
And Denard Robinson.
I can see them getting Solomon Thomas is the other thing, because who is the president of the Jags right now? It's Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Or getting Jonathan Allen.
But you think?
I don't think they go D line there just because they picked up two guys.
Yeah,
in free Flower
agency,
and
Flowers
and Calais Campbell.
That's true. All right, so we're going back to you for the Titans pick at number five.
Titans, you know, we run that smash mouth. You know, we got my man Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray, who had a resurgence last year. And grooming Mariota to get his thing together. So we're going to give him some help here. And we're going to go Mike Williams out of Clemson at five.
Yep.
Like, I could see them going with either or one of those receivers.
Me too.
Yep. Corey Davis is a monster. Yeah. However, that ankle thing is a little iffy to me because it's a tendon issue, not a bone thing. So that does kind of scare me a little bit. But if all things being equal, I'd probably lean Davis. But on the big stage, what Mike Williams showed me against Alabama, catch after catch.
Alabama were unbelievable.
We're going to pair him with Delanie Walker and Mariota, and they're going to have a mean play action game.
And they found a little chemistry with one of those little receivers out there, sharp guy.
Yeah.
If they can – this is a team, I think, if they can get Howard and Mike Williams, watch out. Because then you have a wide receiver.
They have two picks in the first
round. Yeah, they got 18th is their other pick. So if they can trade up and get another one, or if Howard falls to them, watch out, man.
Or even Ingram, for that matter.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm going to let you go with the Jets. I'll go Chargers, and then we'll let Big Shot get the Panthers because, you know.
Give me 1 second. I'm still on the clock. Hold on.
Okay, that's fine.
Uh-oh. Don't be Minnesota now.
You got 10 seconds.
You might have no pick. We'll move on.
Now, I do want to throw something out to Triple B down there. Right. I recently have fallen in love with Reuben Foster.
Mm-hmm.
What say you about the Panthers taking Reuben Foster? I know it's not a need, but
you could
let me throw something out at you. Shaq lost. Shaq Thompson really ain't.
He's not a linebacker to me.
Right.
Man.
Whatever you want to do with him, let's set that aside. Thomas Davis ain't going to be Thomas Davis for too much longer. And Luke is one shot in the head from being Dan Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You pair them two cats together, I think you got something.
Yeah.
That may be early at eight, you know, but.
That would be my only thing. Like, if who they really want at eight is not there and they can trade back. And then get Reuben Foster in the 20s? Then go ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's possible.
Because he'll be there. Possible. And like you said, TD is not getting any younger. And Luke Kuechly is one more concussion away from
being Dan Morgan.
Exactly.
Yeah. I watched Reuben Foster's tape. And like being an LSU fan and seeing Reuben Foster smash us years after year.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette's freshman year, he was returning kicks, and Reuben Foster knocked the soul out of Leonard Fournette. And I was just like, who is that dude? And ever since then, Reuben Foster's been smashed. Now, he may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's a football player.
The man can play football.
Like, I think he is probably, like, built to be a Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm not the biggest Fournette fan either.
Watch your mouth.
The two games against Alabama the past 2 years.
They did that to everybody, though. Yeah. They did that to everybody.
I know, and he didn't have 30? Any passing.
Did he have like a 30-yard game? Was it a 30-yard
game? He had no help from the quarterback position because Brandon Harris was awful.
Yeah, yep. Who, by the way, is a Carolina Tar Heel now.
Is
yep.
he?
Yeah, he went
way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to go, Tar Heel. Hey, you go to Carolina, you might be the number one pick.
He took place the number one pick. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's risky.
Watch your mouth about Fournette.
But the injuries concern me, too, about his ankles. Let's shut that down.
He had one ankle injury.
And he didn't
in
play.
In preseason.
And he didn't play.
Once they saw they weren't going to the playoffs, they shut it down. He shut it down. He still ran for 1,000 yards in 7 games.
Like, I know what he is when he's healthy because that run he had before the Alabama game when he was the front runner for the Heisman, he was destroying
teams. I think with him specifically is more of a matter of what your team's running style is. If you are the Panthers, then Fournette, to me, would be the pick. I don't want to see him in Carolina because I'm a Buccaneer fan.
You don't
want to
play against
him
twice
a year. I don't want to see that at all because we can't stop the run, like, at all. So, I mean, if you're a power team and you do that, I mean,
we want to be a power team, we claim.
Yeah.
We kept Fozzie Whitaker. Isn't he our third down scat back?
So you wouldn't need McCaffrey if you thought that, but they – who knows what they're
I don't know
do.
What Gettleman does.
They might
I,
do another
I don't understand
if,
it, man.
If Solomon Thomas falls to you or Jonathan Allen, I mean, do you not have to grab these? And right now, we're at the 6th pick, and both of them are on the board.
Both of them are there.
I mean
– you got to grab one of them.
If the board does fall like this and they have who they want, then it's great. But we know it's not going to fall like that, man.
I can see it. I mean,
it can happen like this right now outside of that crazy Jacksonville trade.
For Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
I didn't make the trade. I was just saying I heard the rumor that was one of the rumors is they were trying to trade Watson the pick to get
but
Watson.
With Carolina, I mean, we just paid K-1.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what we're going to do with Star. We got Vernon Butler coming back this year.
Wasted pick.
We got a plethora of linemen we got to figure out about.
But
draft
you bring
another D lineman.
Because you bring Wes Horton. We talked about on the show. Why you keep bringing these scrubs, defensive ends?
Guys,
in
we trust in our system.
To do what? To show up one game out of
Carolina
16?
Was okay against the run. It was just that one game against Julio.
That one game against Julio.
Well, we cut the corner the following day.
Benay Ben Wickery, who also played the Josh Norman game. He played. He was there.
The most athletic
he
course
thing
he
did. Since he was here.
He
I feel bad for that.
He played. Man. Cool dude, man. I'm real cool dude.
Julio was talking
so
him that day.
The next pick, I think, is ready. Right?
Yes. Yes. With the Jets. with the 6th pick, the New York Jets select Deshaun Watson out of Clemson.
Okay. Yeah. Quarterback is definitely,
definitely
the pick.
Gotham needs an energy boost, man.
So
but
you
the
think
Jets
they
will,
go
if they whoever the Jets pick, they gonna boo.
Shout out to my boy Maurice Odom too. I got you, baby.
Now on our board, we don't even have Trubisky going yet. Everything I've been hearing, Jets want Trubisky more than any other quarterback.
Well, at this point, keep in mind that Cleveland still has that 12th.
Yep, and I think they can still get him.
So
if he's still around,
it
Cleveland
could
get him.
Be some finagling going on around there at that point.
Right, but do you really think they pass up Trubisky at 6? Does everybody think that?
Well,
or you think
their GM just took
defense? No, I mean, what do you guys think, though? Do y'all agree with that?
I personally think they go defense.
Okay.
They need.
I was gonna.
Defense.
I was gonna say Jonathan Allen. Actually,
they need defense.
That's what I was gonna say, but
I wouldn't hate that.
They need defense. They could go Fournette here because they need a running
Watson.
Back too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, either or, because Bowles is a defensive guy anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, think about that defensive line because you're already trying to trade Wilkerson.
Well, his contract
and Richardson.
Yeah, his contract's up.
You lost Darrell Revis.
The only hesitation I have here is that this far down the list, especially at Tennessee, Chicago, and here is Malik Hooker.
Malik Hooker,
Malik Hooker, I'm not going to say it. They say he's Ed Reed light. So, I mean,
like
needing a safety as bad as Chicago does, needing a safety as bad as the Jets do, because the Calvin Pryor experiment has not been good. Neither has Gilchrist, who came over from wherever the hell he came from.
Let me tell you, Ohio State is pumping them out, man, in that secondary.
Right.
They're pumping them out, man.
Right. So, I mean, I'm cool with Deshaun Watson there. It has to be a situation to where they understand he has some growing to do, and you can't fall into that Geno Smith trap.
Can we just say this? If you're a New York Jets fan, y'all going to lose for a few years to come.
Right.
Okay. Don't expect any turnaround anytime soon.
Just understand that.
Because that team was built awfully 2 years ago.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
Damn.
Well, okay. Going to the next pick.
Seven.
Which is the Chargers. I'm going to go with, they need wide receiver, defense line, offense line. Corey Davis is a guy I would take right here, but I don't think he's going to be the guy. So I will go, for me, that's who I would go with. But I'm going to go Jonathan Allen.
Pair Allen up with Bosa.
Woo.
That would be a scary D-line.
Ingram, Perryman back there. Mm. Okay. All right.
They need a defense line. So next up, because
I had the Jets getting Hooker.
Do you?
I mean, not the Jets, the Chargers, I mean.
Chargers. Oh, I get to do the hated Panthers. Yay.
I get the Panthers. Oh, my team.
Oh, okay.
What pick do I get, the ninth?
Huh? Yeah, we'll go back around the table.
Because I was definitely going to draft Roberto Aguayo.
If somebody
definitely going to get Roberto Aguayo, y'all. Definitely. John Casey, is he still on the board?
Go ahead. You got
with the eighth pick, the Carolina Panthers select running back Leonard Fournette, Louisiana State University.
Mm. All right, so is Makes that sense. Who you think they will pick, or do you think
– if he's there, they will pick him.
Would you pick then?
Leonard Fournette. Mean,
you would go with Fournette anyway?
Absolutely. Jonathan Stewart is 31.
Over Dalvin Cook?
At this point, yeah. Okay. Dalvin Cook's stock has dropped Taco so Trotten, much.
Malik Hooker is still out there.
O.J. Howard.
Solomon Thomas. Jonathan – oh, no.
Oh, they picked, they picked
right now, I'm worried about trying to protect my quarterback. And the best way I can protect my quarterback – is to get him somebody who can get the ball 20 to 25 times and run the
draft
football.
Draft the lineman and not get rimmered again.
We think we solved that with the Khalil signing. So
All right. We'll move on. I just wanted to check and see what you thought. Yes. We'll give you
who come on, Cam. I'm trying to help you out.
Who wants the Bengals first?
I'll take the Bengals.
The Bengals.
I'll take the Bengals.
This damn pen sucks.
With the ninth overall pick in the 2017 draft, Cincinnati Bengals select wide receiver Corey Davis.
Which makes perfect sense.
With A.J. Green. That's perfect. And to help Andy Dalton finally get off the snide in the playoffs. Rifle.
Oh, they ain't going to help him that much.
I mean, geez.
Losing Muhammad Sanu was huge because
right.
Everybody rolled coverage to A.J. Green and was like, okay, Andy Dalton, who else are you going to throw it to?
My plan here is to have A.J. be A.J. We're going to have Corey Davis learn from A.J. Eifert's going to be healthy. And then we're going to have Jeremy Hill hopefully return back to his form from 2 years ago. Now, we do have some issues on the offensive line, losing Ziegler and Whitworth. But hopefully we have a couple plug-and-play guys who we can get later in the draft to pick up that slack. But we definitely want to go offensive firepower here with Corey Davis.
He needs some secondary help, too.
Listen, everybody that's played against Corey Davis say he's one of the best wide receivers they've seen in a very long time. So I'm big on this guy. I think he's really
good. I was watching Sports Science, and they had the wide receivers up there. And, you know, they had to compare these two guys to basketball players. They couldn't compare them to football receivers. They compared, like, Mike Williams to James Harden.
Yeah. With that being said, could you imagine Russell Westbrook playing football?
That guy. Crazy.
Yeah, he's the
– he would be unbelievable at the wide receiver position, going, getting everything.
Think at first, I thought he would be a great running back until I realized he's 6'5". And then I was like, yeah,
he'd go up and grab
yeah.
I like him either wide receiver or corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to the next.
I'll go Buffalo since
you got the Bills.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select safety Malik Hooker out of Ohio State.
Damn, you took my.
The reason being that with Stephen Gilmore gone, secondary corner safety is going to be probably an early priority for them. Then, I mean, later they can go receiver, running back, because I don't know about that Tyrod Taylor situation going on in Buffalo. Is it short-term, long-term? I don't know what's going on
now,
with that.
When you speak of secondary, who's your number two corner right now? Just available on the board.
It's still available?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean on the board?
Yeah.
Right now, the second – they don't have another corner for a while.
Yeah. Let's see. We took them all.
The next corner is Humphrey. No, there's only one corner been selected so far. Everything else has been safety.
Marshawn was the only corner.
You got Marlon Humphrey. If Sidney Jones didn't tell
you, out of Alabama, yeah.
He would have been a top pick.
Marlon Humphrey, yeah.
Now, that kid, the Owuzu kid.
Tre'Davious White, too.
Yeah, LSU.
Guy,
yeah.
He'll go later. But the Owuzu guy from Colorado is high value, but definitely not here. I like that hooker pick. I don't want to say I like hookers, but. But yeah, I like that.
Long, long with having a few
catch me on a good night. Yeah, I might.
Now, let's just acknowledge that we're 10 picks in and Solomon Thomas is still on the board.
Damn.
I know. He slid.
Damn, he slid with us.
Just keep that in mind.
I can see him sliding.
Because I can see, like, if this is, like, say this is how it goes, and at 7, he's not picked, somebody's calling up. Somebody's
trade up.
Yeah, somebody's like, let me get him ASAP.
Because if this is the way, I mean, the Saints with the 11th pick, they're taking Solomon Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
When they should be going quarterback.
Right.
They should be.
Right.
Well, Drew Brees talking about he playing 5 more years.
Yeah, No. I don't think you have to get a quarterback from New Orleans.
Not early. Not this early.
You can wait until the last pick of the first round.
You're right.
I mean,
get Mahomes?
Because in the NFL draft.
Kelly.
Yeah. In the NFL draft, it's all about best available.
You can't take Tad Kelly in the first.
Not in the first. No.
The last pick in the first. Second round.
I'm hoping he's around for Chicago again. Right. Him, Mahomes. I'll take him, Mahomes, or Kizer. I'll take either one of those three.
I don't like Kizer, but Mahomes. Yeah.
Chad Kelly would not be on my draft board, period.
Really?
Yeah, I would have.
Why? Because off the field?
Yeah, and then
he's too freaking small.
He doesn't move me. The kid they had last year moved me from Ole Miss. What's his name?
It was Chad Kelly.
Bo.
Oh, my man.
Bo moved me more than Chad Kelly moved me.
Oh yeah, no, Bo was good.
Yeah, Wallace. Bo Wallace.
But yeah, the Saints. We took Solomon Thomas, D tackle from Stanford.
You won.
Who took?
11 pick.
I'm the pick.
I thought I was 11 pick.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. So you're taking him.
Yeah, I'm taking Solomon.
12. 12 is gonna be interesting.
Tell me to make the noise.
I'm sorry. Because we were so excited, we just wanted to get up there.
Right, so
couldn't believe it. Dream
Solomon
come true.
Solomon Thomas. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Solomon Thomas off the board. So our top 8 draft picks are done. The only one that I could see that might be a little bit different so far is O.J. Howard. I still see O.J. Howard.
Yeah, we got O.J.
We got him, right?
On to Jacksonville.
Jackson.
That was your pick.
Yeah, it was my pick. Okay. But I can see Howard going there. He's going early anyway. I think it's too high for a tight end.
No tight end's been drafted that high, right?
No.
Ever.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Kellen Winslow?
Kellen Winslow Jr. was a high draft pick.
He was up
Cleveland. One. There y'all go again, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yep. The Browns again. Oh, man. 12. Are you kidding me? All right.
Well.
I really don't want to select this guy, but he's here. So I will go ahead and go with him. He's here. You got to go with Trubisky.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but
I mean,
they will.
At 12?
Yeah.
At 12, yeah, that's gonna happen.
If he's there.
Yeah, if he's there at 12, that's going to happen.
But I personally we know they need.
They need a lot. if I was them personally, I'm looking at defensive line. You got wide. Don't ever get a wide receiver again. You got enough wide receivers for 8 years. Cam Robinson, maybe? Offensive line? Help your offensive line? Dalvin Cook? Anybody against Dalvin Cook going to Cleveland?
Dalvin Cook is against Dalvin Cook going to Cleveland.
Yes, he is.
I think they have other needs before that at that point.
Yeah, because Isaiah Crowell is
he's serviceable.
Exactly. Okay. Serviceable player. Yeah, we love them serviceable guys.
He's serviceable.
So there's a lot of defensive linemen you could go with right now. You could go with Foster at linebacker, too.
That would fill a hole for Cleveland. Well, they just signed Jamie Collins to a long-term deal.
But think about it. You put Collins, Foster together.
And then Shelton on that line.
Right. And Myles Garrett.
Yeah, there you go.
I got Myles Garrett. Right.
You have a stout defense. The defense will keep you in games.
And you still got the cornerback.
Joe Hayden.
Yeah, Joe
If Trubisky's not here, I want O.J. Howard here, too. I would like O.J. Howard
for Cleveland. Cleveland?
Yeah.
That would be good.
I still like Gary Barnes. I think he can play if he can get a quarterback that can get him to football.
Well, he's busy doing wrestling right now, so who knows?
And Rob Gronkowski, right?
Yeah, he's doing TNA Impact Wrestling. He was on him and D'Angelo Williams. All right, let's go to the next pick. You want to Arizona?
Yes. Now, I hadn't seen anything on this, but at 13, Arizona has to replace Calais Campbell. I think he has just been a dominant mainstay there for them. And
with him going to Jacksonville.
Right, with him going to Jacksonville. So I'm going to take the guy who has the second most sacks in the SEC history in Derek Barnett.
Tennessee.
Can't believe that he's still on the board here at this point. But Solomon just went two picks before, so I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Barnett, they got him way down here.
Because he's a wild card. They don't know what teams think of him. Like, everybody's real secret, Tiff.
Well, if we don't mind, I'm going to go the opposite way for the Feagles. All right, because I want the Feagles.
You want the Feagles?
I want the Feagles.
Okay.
You know, I want them to be really bad. But right here, they need cornerback, running back, defensive lines. What, Taco's here, Dalvin Cook's here.
They still need a number one receiver,
too. Yeah. Well, Corey Davis and them are already gone.
Them two wide receivers leaving early.
They're all gone,
them.
Yeah.
Hurts them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got John Ross from Washington who can run like nothing.
Oh, that's too early.
The speech, they're way too early for him.
I personally think they should wait a second round for D.D. Westbrook.
Second round, yeah.
Tight end here to help out. Wentz, because you know,
got the kid from Miami.
Yeah, the Njoku. Njoku. Yeah.
Tight end is the young quarterback's best friend.
Yes, he is.
I mean, who's cornerback?
I learned that by playing Madden.
Absolutely. What about Marlon Humphrey, Alabama, Sidney Jones? Is it too early for them guys?
Yeah, Sidney Jones is a day two pick for me.
All right. I'll go. They still need defensive line help, too. But, man, I'm telling you, Dalvin Cook's here.
They could use a running back.
I think that's Westbrook. That's Darren Sproles. Or you can go Christian McCaffrey.
And he could be another quarterback's best friend.
If Christian McCaffrey is still here right here, I can see the Eagles jumping all over Christian
McCaffrey.
He's that
home run hitter.
Well,
and
he's that scat
they
back.
They do have Sproles already. So.
Right.
And it'll be a three-headed monster between Sproles, McCaffrey, and Ryan Matthews.
Right.
Like, it helps out that Ryan Matthews has two other running backs.
I really wish there was another wide receiver here for them.
Me too.
I don't. I will go with Christian McCaffrey right here.
All right. That's solid. All right.
So.
I'm going.
We're going to go around.
I'm going with the. What's the next pick?
Well, you want to let Big Shot go or.
It's Indianapolis.
Yes, it's Indianapolis. Who wants next?
I'll take Indianapolis.
You can have the Colts.
Go ahead.
Can I get my
– he needs his music.
Can I get my music?
Turn my headphones up.
With the 15th pick, the Indianapolis Colts takes Dalvin Cook out of Florida State. Let's go.
So Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook go back to back?
I can see it.
They need
a lot, though.
The Colts do. They got a whole lot of holes.
They still didn't do offensive line. Is this a year that you kill the guy if they don't draft offensive
line? I mean, if Cam Robinson is still available for them at 15.
I'm just waiting.
I think they would have to take him.
Yuck.
So you think Dalvin.
They're taking Dalvin.
All right.
It's always sports is life, baby.
All right. And as always, you can catch us everywhere. See y'all later.
Stop you.